This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Continuing our top stories, authorities say they have found the remains of Suzanne Morphew, a Southern Colorado woman who disappeared in 2020. Yesterday, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation confirmed that they had found Morphew's remains last week and positively identified them. The remains were located in Moffett, about 45 miles south of Salida, where Suzanne was living during an unrelated search of the area.
Following Suzanne's disappearance, law enforcement had focused on her husband, Barry, in the investigation into her disappearance. He was charged with murder in 2021, but those charges were dropped last year. Shannon Hall says she's overwhelmed by the new development. She also is the owner of Poncha Market in Salida, where Barry Morphew reportedly came in shortly after Suzanne's disappearance.
Just like, wow, like, thank God, though, but just... wow. He was just looking for specific things in a dumpster, which was kind of odd.
Barry Morphew spoke out this past May near the three-year anniversary of Suzanne's disappearance, reiterating his innocence with ABC's Ariel Reshef.
Did you have anything to do with the disappearance of your wife?
Absolutely not.
The Chaffee County Sheriff's Office says the investigation into the Morphew case will continue until somebody is brought to justice.
Closer to home, Colorado Springs police are asking for your help locating a vehicle used in a deadly hit-and-run crash earlier this month. 47-year-old Tuana Weaver died on September 21st after being hit in the intersection of Fountain and Murray Boulevards. Police say the suspect vehicle is thought to be a black Honda Passport with possible front-end damage. If you have any information, you're asked to call the police department or Crime Stoppers. Meanwhile, the Humane Society of Fremont County says it can no longer accept stray animals at their shelter. The decision comes after Fremont County Sheriff's Office announced this week that it has run out of money to fund animal intake for the rest of the year. Negotiations between the Sheriff's Office and the Humane Society over a new contract have stalled, with the sheriff saying that he doesn't have the money to fund the increasing cost of operating that shelter, though it won't be taking in animals from unincorporated Fremont County. The Humane Society says it will still accept strays from Canyon City, Florence, and Custer County.
Some of the nation's top military leaders are scheduled to testify at a hearing today over the decision to keep U.S. Space Command headquarters in Colorado Springs. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mike Rogers of Alabama called for the hearing after the Biden administration canceled plans to move Space Command headquarters to his state. Rogers says the decision was driven by far-left politics, not national security. The congressman says Biden's choice to keep the command in Colorado was one meant to garner political support ahead of next year's election. The White House said that it was a matter of immediacy, since the next Alabama site would not have been operational until the early 2030s.
And finally, the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is welcoming a rare and endangered tree kangaroo. The zoo says the three-year-old tree kangaroo named Psalm arrived Tuesday. The zoo says only about 2,500 of the animals are still living in the wild and that their habitat is threatened by logging and mining. The tree kangaroo can be seen at the zoo's Australia walkabout area.
Sunny skies and some very warm temperatures ahead for your afternoon, with a high of 87 degrees. Colorado Springs about 92 in Pueblo. Clear and cool overnight with Friday morning lows in the low and mid 50s. Sunny and warm again tomorrow afternoon. A little bit of a cooling trend. 83 Colorado Springs and 89 for the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.